Hi, it's Tab Horner. Thanks for tuning in to the For Your Success podcast, an inspirational program about creating the lifestyle and legacy impact you want to have. Your host today is a Christian author, speaker, business coach, and program development expert who will help you design, grow, and delight in doing business as worship, because that is true success. And now, here's my lovely wife, Katie Horner.
Welcome back, my friends. So grateful for all of you who are reviewing the show and leaving us some love notes. We've appreciated hearing from you, especially this month as we continue to provide value here. Today, we're talking about the five overlooked biblical principles for success for course business owners or any business owners for that matter. I hope you will stay tuned because there are some amazing lessons to take away today. Before I dive into that, though, please do remember that our retreat is coming up. Our Course Mastery Live event is going to be a three-day retreat, conference, live event, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be a time for you to come away and rest and refresh and get the fellowship of other believers in business, as well as some amazing training in building your course business. And we can't wait to see you there. All the details, CourseMasteryLive.com. So, the five overlooked biblical principles for success. And you're like, okay, I read the Bible. I've heard this before. Keep an open mind for what God might have for you today. We know that the Holy Spirit is living. It is called the living word. We know that God uses all kinds of people to speak into our hearts and lives. And so please keep an open mind as you're listening today and ask the Lord, the owner of your business, to show you what lessons he might have for you today in this episode. And so number one of the things that I think is severely overlooked, severely lacking in today's business world is the principle of rest. And I call it a principle because it comes from chapter 2 of scripture. Way back in the beginning, when God created, it says that on the seventh day, he rested and he looked at all that he created and he said that it was good. And so there's this principle of regular rest and a principle of regular celebration of the things that we create. And I think so many of us get so busy creating and doing and working and that we don't take time to rest. Yeah, maybe we do in the summertime. Maybe we plan for that once a year vacation, right? But how often are we building in a regular rest and celebration cycle? The end of every week, if you don't have the Flamingo business planner, go get it. Because at the end of every week in that planner, we have a place for you to sit down and say, what were the 3 to 5 biggest things that happened this week? What am I celebrating for having accomplished? Or what blessings did we receive this week? And giving you a chance to take that into account, even as you're evaluating what went well, what didn't, and can go into the next week with brand new goals. So the second thing that I think that we overlook is the principle of long-term goals. Scripture talks in Luke 14 about if any man sits down and makes plans to build a tower, he doesn't just do it without first counting the cost, figuring out how much this is going to take to complete the work. And the reason is because if we stop the work in the middle, it gives our neighbors and our enemies and those onlookers a chance to say negative things about the God that we serve. And so this idea of long-term goals, of planning, of making sure that you're thinking about things from all the different angles, and then putting those plans into practice, I believe is a scriptural principle. And I think there is an absolute necessity for us not just to be thinking about this quarter, not just to be thinking about this year, but what about 5 years from now? What about 10 years from now? Where do you see God taking you and your business and the impact that you can have in the next 10 years, in the next 20 years? What do you want to accomplish before the Lord takes you home in your business? Those things need to be built back in to allow us space for God to bring those desires out of the depths of our heart and into a reality, to give us space to dream and to envision bigger things that the Lord wants to do in our lives. And so make sure you're planning time in, that you're not overlooking that principle of long-term goals. Does it mean I'm going to hit everything I put in my long-term goals? Maybe not, because God's still God and he's still the owner of this business and he may redirect, right? But isn't it so much easier to redirect a rolling cart once it's rolling, right? Like I need to be moving down the road before he can show me the exit or the rabbit trail or the side thing that's going to hold treasures that I didn't know existed. And then the third principle that I think we often overlook in business is to invest in coaching, to invest in being mentored. This is a scriptural principle. There are verse after verse after verse in scripture that talks about listening to wise counsel. You want to go and look up some Proverbs 20, Proverbs 24. Just go to BibleGateway.com and do a search there for those verses that talk about wise counsel or counselors. And you're going to find verse after verse, principle after principle in scripture that talks about surrounding yourself with people who are wiser than you and can advise you in the decisions that God has put in your hands to make. And I think that that's something that is often overlooked. We think, oh, I've done all the studying. I've done all the work. I've got the experience. I don't need to have anyone mentoring me. But I think we all need to have somebody mentoring us. There's somebody further ahead, no matter where you are in life. There's someone further ahead with more experience, more wisdom. And when you surround yourself with godly counselors, then even more impactful, that wisdom that you can learn from. I have one client that says we need to be the Red Sea, not the Dead Sea, right? We need to be, another client calls us our conduit in business and ministry. We need to be receiving from folks so that we can give out to the people that we are serving. And so make sure that in your business, you're surrounding yourself with those who can mentor you and give you wise counsel. If you don't have someone like that, please get in touch with us because we are in the process of potentially creating a brand new service that will give that group of wise counsel to people who are leading businesses, to Christians, believers who are leading businesses in this way, and where we can come together and give each other wise counsel for life and business. It's going to be a very unique mastermind, and we're excited about putting that together in the next quarter. So if that's something that would be of benefit to you, please get in touch with us over at handprintlegacy.com so that we can put you on the list and let you know when that is open for registration and available for folks. Now, the fourth principle that I think we often overlook is the networking aspect. And scripture doesn't call it networking. We call it that, right? Scripture calls this fellowship. It calls this edification of the believers. And I think that one of the ways that we often overlook this in our business is when we hear about these training events or these networking events or these conferences, and we think, oh, I don't have time to do that. 3 days? I can't do that. Well, here we are post-COVID thinking 3 days from my house, I can't handle. When before COVID, we used to be a day to travel and then 3 days at the event and another overnight to synthesize everything we've learned and then another travel day. Like we used to spend weeks doing this. And since we've been so isolated, we've just kind of fallen into this trap of normalcy where we remain isolated. And now we think that 3 days from my home, when I don't have to travel and I don't have to spend on hotels and lodging and food and all of that mess, that I can't even do 3 days from my home. And I think that is doing a huge disservice to yourself and to your business by denying yourself that training. Yes, you may not need everything that they are teaching. Yes, you may already know a lot of it. But what if there's somebody in that room that you need to meet strategically for your business and God knows that and he's pushing you to do this? Maybe it's to grow your skills in a certain area of your business. Maybe it's a Bible study group or this mastermind like I'm talking about to build up other business owners who are believers running businesses. But whatever it is, like our Course Mastery Live event is coming up. I mentioned that at the beginning of the show, right? 3 days in the room with other like-minded people who also have a similar business as you, who are also putting their expertise into the world to do kingdom work. You never know what could happen from that. For example, I was at an event, a live event, like 8 or 9 years ago, and happened to have a couple of conversations with one particular gentleman at this event. And we've been Facebook friends since, you know, didn't really have a whole lot in common until recently when he comes back up in my feed and suddenly he's doing something he has learned over this time, and a skill that is going to be hugely beneficial to the people that I mentor. And I was able to bring him into our world, invite him to come teach a stretch training for our mastermind, and connect and collaborate once again. Like if I hadn't have been at that event 8 years ago in real life, I would have never met him. I would have never been able to have this opportunity then to bring this knowledge and expertise to the people that I'm serving now, right? And so you just never know what's going to happen from the connections that you make and from the learnings that you take away from these kinds of things. And so if you don't have your ticket yet to Course Mastery Live, we would love to have you come and spend that time with us learning how to improve your course business March 10 to 12 this year, CourseMasteryLive.com. And then finally, our number five, the principle that you need to have in your business that is often overlooked is the scriptural principle of persistence. The scriptural principle of persistence. And where am I getting this? Well, you hear Paul talking in Philippians chapter 3 about pressing towards the mark. This is not about a failure or a win. This is not about being the best or not. This is about doing day in and day out what God has called me to do and leaving the results up to Him. I had a conversation in our mastermind recently where one of our people said, you know, I just finally had this revelation that when I was doing ministry work, I would go all in and I would give it with my whole heart and I would know that the results were up to God. I just had to do my part. She's like, but when I think about my business, somehow I get all mixed up in my thinking and I start thinking again that I'm responsible for the results, but it's the same way. I'm supposed to do what I've been called to do, and God is still in charge of the results. And my friend, that is true. And the persistence that you have and the way that you have a no-quit attitude, that is a biblical principle. We're not in this to quit. We're in this to do until God changes the direction, God changes the path or the plan in front of us. We are called to be faithful, to continue to do what He's put in our hands to do for the glory of God, for the furtherance of the kingdom. And there is no quitting in our vocabulary. People like us don't quit because our God doesn't quit, because He may change the direction of what we're doing, but He doesn't close the assignment until He calls you home. So don't quit. Have that mentality that whatever happened in the past has happened, but today I get to go forward for the glory of God and the furtherance of the kingdom through this amazing work that He has placed in my hands. And so once again, really quickly, these five principles for success that we often overlook. Number one is regular rest and celebration. Number two is setting long-term visions and goals. Number three is investing in coaching and mentoring to make ourselves better for the people we serve. Number four is the fellowship and the training of attending events and trainings with other people. Number five is to have that no-quit persistence mentality that I am in this until God calls me home. There is no quitting. I hope this has been beneficial to you today. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you thought. Is there something that I missed that you think is also something that might be overlooked in Christian business circles? I would love to hear from you and can't wait to see you on our next episode. So I'm Katie Horner of HandprintLegacy.com, obsessed with helping faith-based entrepreneurs design, grow, and delight in the business that affords you the lifestyle and legacy impact you want to have. It's been my honor today to host you on the For Your Success podcast, and I do hope you'll scroll down wherever you're hearing this and leave me a comment or review. You can get all of today's links and show notes over at foryoursuccesspodcast.com. And until next time, remember, my friend, your message matters. You've been so caught up in figuring out how to market your business the quote, right way, you've found yourself overwhelmed and your dream a little muddied. What if a simple mindset reset could help you realign your vision, refine your expectations, and revive that dream for your business? I'm Katie Horner, author of The Flamingo Advantage, and for two decades, I've been teaching business owners just like you how to make your business and marketing decisions with faith, with clarity, and with purpose, empowering God's people to live out their best worship through the business. My framework teaches how to realign your mindset and your business practices with God's word so that you no longer operate in fear or lack of criticism, but in confidence and powerful intention. I'd love to invite you to grab a free copy of my book, Just Pay Shipping, at freeflamingobook.com. You, my friend, have an advantage, and your uniqueness helps you live out God's purpose for you in the world. freeflamingobook.com.